This is Brad Milkey of ABC News' Start Here podcast with your sports update. Down one star, the Golden State Warriors keep winning thanks to the rejuvenation of another. We'll explain coming up.
You heard you could save big when you bundle home and auto with Progressive, so you went online to check it out. But then you saw a link for a survey about which type of bread you are. And now you're on question 17, barely scratching the surface of your bread identity. You always thought of yourself as a brioche, but are you actually more of a pumpernickel? Ah, yes. They said it was easy to save money bundling with Progressive, but they forgot about the rest of the internet. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Warriors star Klay Thompson is out for the 2021 season with a torn Achilles tendon, but in his absence, two-time MVP Steph Curry has stepped up in a big way. Curry sits near the top of the league in points scored and three-pointers made and set a new personal best with 62 points in a single game.
This ABC Sports Update was brought to you by Progressive. Drivers who switch to Progressive can save an average of $668.
Hello, and welcome to Millennial Mama. I'm Sachi, a writer, blogger, and first-time mama to my baby Alaya. Let me start by saying that my pregnancy wasn't planned. But boy, was it a sweet ride. So much so that I was practically blindsided by the afterbirth. And that's exactly what I'm going to be talking about here. This will, hopefully, be a safe space for all the new mamas to celebrate their triumphs and to share and sort out their epic fails. So let's begin!
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to an HD Smartcast original.
Hi everyone! Once I became a mom, I really started looking at my consumption and how my choices today would affect Alaya's generation tomorrow. To understand sustainability better, today I have with me Lara. She's a first-time mom and a consultant who works with companies and organizations to improve their social and environmental impact. Hi Lara, how are you?
Hi Sanchi, I'm very well. How are you?
I'm good too. So Lara, you are like a sustainability expert. You help brands become more environmentally aware and you help them reach their goal. I wanted to bring you here to talk about that because I never really cared about the environment so much before having a child because I just like felt like, okay, we are living a life. But after a child, I myself, and I know many moms who are becoming more aware and want to raise more sustainable children because we realize how resources are being depleted. So, you know, why don't you just start with what does sustainability actually mean?
Sure, Sanchi. And I think, I mean, it's great to hear that something has forced you to look at a world in a different way. And I think definitely becoming a parent makes one realize how one's actions and what one's doing can actually affect the lives for our children and, of course, their future. And in fact, sustainability, it's a term that's used a lot. And I mean, it's people sort of throw it around and a lot of people say it without really knowing what it means. But actually, the sort of academic definition of sustainability is meeting the needs of the present without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their needs. So actually, for me, this is like fundamental because at its core, being sustainable is almost our duty to the next generation. So for parents, if you care about your kids, trying to be as sustainable as possible really is the least one can do for them. I think, I mean, that's not an opinion. It's fact now. And we're seeing, especially the times that we're living in, the evidence is clear.
Everywhere.
Our lives are already changing because of climate change, because of what our consumption has done to the environment. So I think, this is a very... I'm really glad you've taken up this topic and you've invited me here because I feel like for all parents, it's really something we should be thinking about.
I mean, I absolutely agree. And I think that's a great point you've brought up. The world we are currently in, at least for the last 2 years, is showing us evidence time and time again of what we have done to it.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's forest fires, even this pandemic, it's just show. So I think it is our responsibility to our future generation to be better so that they have something to live in. But how did you get onto this sustainability and how, what was your journey like?
So for me, actually, Sanchi, I've always been interested in the natural world and the environment. And of course, when we were growing up, it, climate change seemed like the very distant future. And it wasn't really something that, you know, we were even taught in schools or anything. But I was always interested in it, obviously not to an extent that I am now. So it was only after I did my master's in environment and development where I really understood the issues, and I was able to dig deeper into what sustainability means and what impact we've been having on the environment. So I think about 10 years, I really started, 10 years ago, I really started taking this seriously. And once I did that, it was just a question of, you know, educating myself, getting the information that I required. And it was then that I realized, you know, everything we do from what we eat to how we travel to what we wear has an impact on the environment. And all that information is out there. And it's just a question of changing your mindset to think about, okay, this may be the most convenient option, but is it an eco-friendly option, and are there alternatives? So for me, I think the most important thing was educating myself. And, you know, I mean, everyone knows you shouldn't take plastic bags from the grocery store. But once you look deeper into your choices, like, I mean, one thing I advocate to everyone, and I think your audience would find this useful as well, is I changed from using sanitary pads to menstrual cups about 2 years ago. And honestly, it changed my life. A, because the waste that you produce goes down dramatically. But B, it is much more comfortable and it reduces cramps. And people just don't know this.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's, I feel like it's just about getting the information out there and people being open to changing their mindset and changing the way that they have lived their lives, thinking that it's the most convenient, when actually there could be more convenient, more sustainable options out there.
You know, Lara, that's a great point you brought about there. So I was just about to tell you. So, you know, eco-friendly options are not only better for the environment, but for your health as well.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, that's what brings me to my next question, actually. We've been always taught to take the more convenient, more comfortable route, right? And now we are just used to doing that. So how do I know, because I want to raise my child in a certain way, I want them to care about the environment, where do I know how do I bridge the gap between what's comfortable for me and what's actually the right thing to do?
I mean, that's a great question. And honestly, there isn't an easy answer. But from my point of view, I think we should move away from thinking of being comfortable and being sustainable as two mutually exclusive concepts. So like I said earlier, there are actually so many sustainable options that are in the long run actually better for us, could even be more comfortable, and are definitely easier on the wallet. So I think in the long run, if one looks, takes everything into the picture, I think those choices would actually make one more comfortable. For example, like, and also there, it's not an all or nothing thing. It's not that, you know, you have to go straight from living this super consumerist life to being totally, you know, hippie and vegan,
like a monk,
and all of that. There are definitely options in between. I mean, take, diapers, for example. Diapers, I think, most people realize when they have a baby, you realize how many diapers just add up. And actually, a very scary fact for me is that it takes 500 years for one plastic nappy to decompose. Which means, so those, and in 1 year, most babies use between 2,500 to 3,000 disposable nappies in their first year alone. which is, so imagine all of those diapers just lying in the landfills. Yeah. So, I mean, obviously the most sustainable alternative is cloth diapering. And honestly, from a comfort perspective for the baby, cloth diapering is actually better. They lead to less rashes, potty training is easier, and of course the amount of money you save is insane. But of course, it's understandable that a lot of moms don't want to take that effort, you know, because it is a, honestly, in India, I don't think it's that hard because we have help to, you know, clean the diapers and all of that. Yeah. But if moms do see it as being something difficult, the alternative is then switch from disposable plastic nappies to, say, bamboo disposable nappies. And so they are like the second best alternative. They're still disposable, but they take only 50 years to biodegrade rather than 500. Wow. So it's still a way better choice, right?
Yeah.
So I think my point is that there's always a choice. Like, you should always weigh up what the options are. And again, it boils down to educating yourself.
You know, Lara, you mentioned cloth diapering, you mentioned the menstrual cups, and I am realizing that these are not only better, more eco-friendly, but they're so much better for your wallet.
Yes, like, exactly.
And I mean, because it lasts you such a long time, right?
Yeah. And that is actually, you know, honestly, it's like it's a revelation when you switch. So, because I mean, I was using sanitary pads for like, you know, 15 years of my life. And suddenly I switched to a menstrual cup, and it was just, I don't know, it was like a eureka moment for me.
Yeah. So I think we have just become, as I said, we are just taking the easy way out.
Yeah.
You know, we're not thinking about the choices we are making, what effects it has on our body as well, not only the environment.
Exactly. Yeah. It's all interlinked.
Yeah. But Lara, last question I want to ask you, and this is really important because I'm realizing this too late. How do I instill the importance of environment in Alaya today, like when she's just 18 months old or 2 years old?
Mm. So my child, Inaya, is also only 21 months, as you know. So I haven't had to tackle this yet. But I think thinking about how I would want to instill these things in her in the future, I think, you know, honestly, we see how our kids basically learn by seeing what we are doing.
Yeah, they love imitating.
Exactly. So for every parent, we know that they are learning by just seeing what we and people around them are doing. So I would say to parents that you need to practice what you preach, basically. If your if your kid sees you throwing rubbish on the road, they are going to do the same thing. But if your child sees that, you know, you are taking the time to say, I don't know, like, recycle your waste, or I don't know, like, carry cloth bags to the grocer, it makes a difference for kids. And honestly, I think actually one great way to instill things in them from a very young age is in our buying behavior, because as we know, we love buying stuff for our kids, right? Like, at every opportunity you want to get them a gift, and it's what kids love as well. They love new stuff. But I mean, for me, I think if as parents we shift our buying patterns, so we go from, you know, buying large quantities of new stuff for our kids to seeing what the other options out there are. So I'm not saying stop buying stuff for your kids, but maybe buy, you know, pre-loved stuff. Like in Europe, buying things that are pre-loved is huge. And I mean, your child will realize the value of the stuff you're buying them when, you know, it's come from another home. They know that once you use it, they'll use it nicely, and then you can pass it on to someone else rather than just constantly buying stuff and throwing it. So I feel like that is one nice way of instilling stuff in kids. And I think, I mean, the last point I wanted to make was, it's important to remember that sustainability is not just about the environment, but also about social justice. So our kids see how we treat those that work in our homes, those that are less fortunate than we are. So I feel like one extremely important thing would be to just treat everyone with respect around in general, but especially around your kids, so that they pick up those things as well and it comes naturally to them.
Yes, I think that is something really we need to do. And thank you so much for that, Lara.
Excellent. Thanks, Archie.
As a mom of an almost two-year-old, Lara champions sustainable parenting and is currently working on a startup idea to help parents be more eco-friendly when they shop for their kids. You can connect with Lara and keep up with her venture on Instagram. Her handle is lar_sinha. And that's my cue. Baby Ray calls for Mama Ray, which means that's it for today. Do share your love and support, because God knows all new mamas need it. You can connect with me at Sachi Nasta on Instagram and Twitter. You can also show some love at HT Smartcast on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. To listen to more podcasts, log on to htsmartcast.com. See you next week.
This was an HT Smartcast original.
HT Smartcast.